Anglo Gold Ashanti Ghana Limited has withdrawn all employees performing non-essential functions from its Obuasi gold mine following the incursion of hundreds of illegal miners inside the fenced operational areas of the site. Employees remaining on site are performing critical tasks including underground pumping and ventilation, water treatment, provision of medical services and maintenance of electrical facilities that provide power and water to employee homes and surrounding communities. The latest invasion followed the withdrawal of government military protection from the mine after an initial incursion on 30th and 31st January this year. We bring you more.
Anglo Gold Ashanti Ghana noted conflicting reports about the event at Obuasi mine, including the circumstances leading to the tragic death of Anglo Gold Ashanti employee John Owusu. John was fatally injured in a car accident as he and his colleagues tried to flee after a large group of illegal miners held rocks and other objects at mine employees, police and security personnel observing their activities. The statement said the attack was entirely unprovoked. The statement added that the company has established a significant security system for the mine, including a 21-kilometer security fence around the operational area, as well as the deployment of a large security force of almost 400 personnel due to the size and spread of the operation. It said the company's security force do not carry lethal weapons, which is in accordance with Ghanaian law. The company's security also operates under the voluntary principles for security and human rights. Anglo Gold Ashanti Ghana says it appreciates that the mineral wealth of Ghana is a national asset for the benefit of all Ghanaians. However, the company is the former holder of permits governing the regulated development of the Obuasi mine. It said the latest invasion of the site undermines that right provided under the law and jeopardizes the safety of employees and the future of the asset.